This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And the third thing is the scrolls. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Asi says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَخْلِصُ رَجُلًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلَائِقِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُنْشَرُ لَهُ 99 سِجِلًّا. A man will be brought on يوم القيامة from the creation. فَيُنْشَرُ لَهُ 99 سِجِلًّا. So he'll be given 99 scrolls with all his sins on there. كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِثْلُ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ. And every scroll that he has, you know, مُدَّ الْبَصَرِ is, you know, when a person looks, the furthest that you can see. You know, if you stand on Melbourne Road now, you know, Melbourne Road is a very long road, sah? Oh, let's bring another example, the Chinese Wall. What do they call it? The China Wall. The Great Wall of China. Great Wall of China. One stands from one end and he looks. Can one actually see the whole wall? Naam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is bringing an analogy. What a person can see all the way till what a person can see, this person that we brought in Yawal Qiyam, or Naam, his scrolls will be the length of this, till the end of what you can see. Mudd al-Basar. ثم يقول أتنكر من هذا شيئا. Ibn said to him, do you deny any of these things? أظلمك كتبت يعني أتنكر من هذا شيئا أظلمك كتبتي الحافظون. Do you not deny any of this? Those that used to write down, meaning the two angels, have they oppressed you in what they have written? فيقول لا يا ربي فيقول أفلك عذر فيقول لا يا رب. He will say, no, يا الله. Do you have any excuses? He will go, no, I don't have any excuses. فيقول الله تعالى بلى إِنَّ لَكَ عِنْدَنَا حَسَنَةً. It will be said to him, nay, rather you have one hasana, you have one good deed. فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمِ. Today you won't be oppressed at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Even if it is something that is so small. Brothers, let me just give you a quick nasiha. You know, 1p. Sometimes we look at 1p and we just dash it. Allah says in the Quran, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You see things to be light, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is great. That one p, that you pay as charity, even though it might not weigh anything to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's being written down. And we know the hadith, أحب الأعمال إلى الله ما دام عليه صاحبه. The most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is consistent. You know how we say, أخي, 1p is not much and this, you know, well, I forget about that. Imagine you paid 1p every single day for the rest of the year. 1p. Set up a standing order from your bank. 1p a day. Is that a big thing? How much is that? 30p a month. And it's consistent. 30 times 12. Let's see who got a good grade in maths. Huh? £2.65. That was very quick, mashallah. What'd you get in maths? No, it's just 65 times 1. Huh? But I said 30 though.
Yeah,
360. Did you say 360? A 1p. Some months are different, innit? So I caught you up. Okay, ala kullin. 1p every day, and imagine, you know, sometimes years go past and we don't pay any sadaqah. But the fact that's because it's just an example. Naam. So brothers, do not ever belittle a deed. Moving something from the road. Naam. Imatatul adam min at-tariq. Do not belittle it. Stand there, it takes you a few moments, do it. Smiling in your brother's face. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تحخرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not belittle any good deed. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Even if you used to meet your brother here with a smiling face. Is it hard to smile? Does anyone here have staring problems or that finds it difficult to smile or People say to you now, if you look at them and you smile, they're, what are you looking at? Today they have. Oh, why is this guy? Do I know him? Why is he giving me salams for? Huh? That's min alamat al-sa'ad. There's a hadith that says, yeah, there will come a time where the people will give him salam, yeah, and he's gonna think like of you. I don't have the exact love of the hadith, but I remember reading it. Naam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afshu salam baynakum. Shall I tell you now of an action? That if you was to do it, you start loving each other. Afshu salam baynakum. Spread the salams between you lot. To meet your brother, is that hard? Smile. Huh? Walking around with a dirty look and that. So the point is, brothers, don't belittle even the small. You got 1p, do something with it. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ لَا تَحْخِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْنَ. Do not belittle any good deed. نعم. And this is what has happened to this individual now. Even though it is a great deed. فَإِنَّهُ لَا ظُلْمَ عَلَيْكَ الْيَوْمَ فَتُخْرَجُ بِطَاقَةٌ فِيهَا شَدُ وَنْ لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This man will be brought. This man will be brought. It will be said to him, today you won't be oppressed. So a card is brought out, a bitaqa, a card, that says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ لَلَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَيَقُولُ أَحْذُرُ وَزْنَكَ فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ مَا هَذِهِ بِطَاقَةٌ مَعَ هَذِهِ سِجِلَّاتٌ. What is this card that you have brought, ya Allah, compared in comparison to all these scores that I have with sins? فَقَالَ إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمُ. You won't be oppressed today. فَتُوضَعُ السِّجِلَّاتِ فِي كِفَّةٍ وَالْبِطَاقَةُ فِي كِفَّةٍ فَطَاشَتِ السِّجِلَّاتِ وَثَقِلَتِ الْبِطَاقَةِ فَلَا يَثْقُلَ مَعَ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. This La ilaha illallah will be put on one side and the scrolls will be put on another side. What will happen? The La ilaha illallah will outweigh the other. It will basically go down and the rest will go up. They will go up now. He had one hasana, which was a bitaqa that says La ilaha illallah, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says فَلَا يَثْقُلُ مَعَ إِسْمَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing will outweigh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. That's what is mentioned in the hadith. فَيُنْشَرُ لَهُ تِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعُونَ سِجِلًا. 99 scrolls will be brought out against him. Huh.
Where
is the reference? Okay, طيب. You see, it was narrated by Imam Ahmad, by Imam Tirmidhi كذلك, and Shaykh al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى, he graded it and authenticated it. Huh? Yeah. I think I'm going to say I give you a hadith da'if. Allah Hussan. والحوض المكرم به نبينا حق. And the hawd which our Prophet has been honored with is true. The hawd that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been honored with is the truth. It's true. Something that is going to happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Are you with me? The hawd. It is the pond or the lake that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been promised with. I'm going to go on to it now, inshallah. أي ومن معتقد أهل السنة وجماعة الإيمان بالحوض الذي خصصه. And from the belief of أهل السنة والجماعة is that they believe in the حوض الذي خصصه الله لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has specified for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his people. وأن الكوثر الذي قال الله فيه إن أعطيناك الكوثر. And it is the كوثر that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ وَهُوَ نَهْرٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ نَبِي. And it is a river inside Jannah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to His Messenger. And the حوض, and the حوض هو الذي تواترت بالحديث. The حوض is where there's so many narrations which talk about the حوض. وَرَوَاهُ جَمْعٌ غَفِيرٌ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. فَإِنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنَ عَمَرٍ Ibn Asin radiyallahu anhu and many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have narrated these hadith. Qala an-nabiyyu hawdi masiratu shahrin. The length of the hawd is a month's distance. Ma'ahu abyad. The water in it is white. Min al-labani, from milk. Wa rihuhu atyab. And the smell of it, atyabu min al-misk, it is more, it smells better. That's the best way to put it, isn't it? Huh? Yani, it's a better fragrance than misk. It is more white than the leban. It is more white. Leban means milk. ما هو أبيض من اللبن وأطيب من المسك وريحه أطيب من المسك. And the smell is more better, and it smells better than the musk. Wallahi, they use both in it. وكيزانه كنجوم السماء. And the cups that come with it are like the stars. ومن شرب منه فلا يظمأ أبدا. And whoever drinks from it will never ever be thirsty again. And those people that are going to be drinking from the حوض, فترد عليه أمة محمد ممن لم يغير دينه. And those that are going to drink from it are from the people, or from those that أمة محمد رضي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, from those who didn't change their religion. نعم. فيشرب منه. And they will drink from it. وهم متفاوتون تفاوتا عظيما. And these people, they differ when it comes to their actions. A very great differing. بحسب ما أسلفوا في الأيام الخالية. Due to the actions that they did when they were in the dunya. نعم. وَكِيزَانُهُ كَنُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ. It came in the narration that it is like the stars. No, that come with it. But then the question is, who will drink from it? Who will drink from it, and who won't drink from the pond that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
From the same
direction. نعم. وريحه أطيب من المسك وكيزانه كنجوم السماء ومن شرب منه فلا يظمأ أبدا. And there'll be certain people that won't drink from the حوض. لم يظمأ بعده أبدا. He will never feel thirsty again. He was speaking to the Sahaba. Adnan. You got a lesson going on there or something? A month's distance. You know, when you walk for a whole month, how long is that? A month's distance, isn't it? Like one walk, and you know what it brings to my mind? You know how the Salaf, the Sahaba, they used to travel for knowledge? Yeah? وَرَحَلَ جَابِرِ بْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ. A month's distance, Jabir ibn Abdullah, ila Abdullah ibn Unais in hadith in wahid. For one hadith, he traveled a month's distance. They never had cars. They never had planes. Naam. They never had all of these things. They'd be traveling for all month because of one hadith. And today it's hard to travel to say Matthews and Masjid Quba. I was going to come on to that. Yeah? Try to keep it down a bit. Yeah? وَيُذَادُ عَنْهُ. يعني there will be certain people that when they come to the حوض, there will be a barrier between them and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees them, he will say, أصحابي, my people. It will be said to him, فَقِيلَ إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا حَدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what these people innovated after you. فَأَقُولُ بُعْدًا بُعْدًا. I will say, away from me. away from me, أو قال سحقا سحقا لمن بدل بعدي. Away from me from those that changed after me. So the first category that won't drink from the Hawd is Ahlul Bid'ah, people who have innovated in the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sinfanu min ummati lan yarida alayya al-hawd. Two categories from my people, they won't drink from the Hawd. And both of them are from the people of innovation. He said, Al-Qadariyatu wal-Murji'atu. Al-Qadariyatu wal-Murji'atu. I heard Sheikh Saleh al-Sahaymi mention this hadith. Teacher from the teachers of those that teach in Al-Medina. Then I searched it up and I find that some of the scholars have authenticated it. Two categories of people, they will not drink from my Hawd. He specifically mentioned them. But we're talking about Ahlul Bid'ah generally. These people have been specifically mentioned, the Qadariyah and the Murji'ah. Who are the Murji'ah? Huh? No. They're the opposite of the Khawarij. In a nutshell, anyone that takes out action out of Iman. Anyone that takes out action, whether he affirms Qawl, or whether he affirms i'tiqad, or whether he affirms both of them, as long as he takes out the action, murji'ah. In the Arabic language, the meaning of irja'ah is ta'khir istilahan, when they intend by the word irja' in the al-iman, ta'khir al-amal. Take the action out. People who say, whatever you do, as long as you say La ilaha illallah and you believe in your heart La ilaha illallah, then no one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my actions has no significance. Irja, Aqidatul Murji'ah.
I understand once this doubt. Is it true that Imam Abu Hanifa took out actions?
Murji'atul Fuqaha. They are the Murji'atul Fuqaha. They are the. Imam Tahawi. Okay, let me just break it down for you now. Yeah, very, very quickly. We're just going off topic now as well. I was going to come on to it. When we speak about the Murji'ah, Mubtadi'atun Dhullal, as the Imam here mentions. First, we have to understand, the asal is, anyone that takes out action is falling into Al-Irja'. He's falling into Irja'. Anyone that takes out action. We mentioned before what those brothers that went there, don't worry about it, inshallah ta'ala, will come another time where we'll revise it properly with you brothers. But we studied Iman. Why is this topic important? And I mentioned this previously. Why is it important? So we don't get too complacent, and at the same time, we don't start reaching a position where we have so much fear and lose hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. You know how you find some people, ya akhi, you find some people who say, Wallahi ya akhi, whatever you advise them, grow your beard, pray the salat, na'am, pay sadaqah, do siyam. He says to you, akhi, wallahi, my heart. As long as what is in my heart, everything else is fine. You hear that? Huh? Don't judge me. Okay? Don't worry about me. As I'm saying La ilaha illallah, in my mouth, with my mouth, I believe La ilaha illallah, ala Allah. Everything else is with Allah Azza wa Jal, and I don't need to do anything, in other words. And the fusaq, the transgressors, those people who commit ma'asi, they love this madhab. They love this madhab. Shall I tell you why? They're saying La ilaha illallah like everybody else. He believes La ilaha illallah, but at the same time, he does absolutely nothing. You do zina, your iman doesn't get affected. You steal, your iman doesn't get affected. You pray every single day, because it's an action, it won't affect nothing. Your iman, in other words, in a nutshell, is like the iman of Jibreel and Mikael. Jibreel and Mikael, do they ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? La ya'suna Allah ma amarun wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They don't disobey Allah azza wa jalla, and they do what they have been told to do. Yakhafuna rabbahum min fawqihim wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. They fear their Lord above them, and they do what they have been commanded. They do actions all the time that is only righteous. They don't disobey Allah azza wa jalla. And that's all what? Actions, isn't it? That's all actions. Because actions has nothing to do with Iman, then what's the difference between the Malaika and you, who both say La ilaha illallah and believe La ilaha illallah? There doesn't become a difference. That's why the action is part of an Iman, and we believe that. And there's an ijma' between the Salaf as Imam Shafi'i transmitted, that al-amalu is from al-iman. So ruknun min arkani, from the pillars of the definition of al-iman. We're not speaking about the pillars of iman, what you need to believe in, the six pillars. We're talking about the definition. طيب. You have the first group, Ghulat al-Murja, who are the followers of the Jahmiyyah, who say what? Recognition. If you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anta mu'min, kamil al-Iman. Akhi, what's your name? Yeah. Pay attention here. If you just recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you are what? Mu'min. That's not correct. That's not correct. That's like the ghulat al-murja. Naam. So who have we entered into al-Islam? Shaitan. Shaitan also knew who his Lord was. Did he not? He said, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْيَنَّ مَجْمَعِينَ. The second category, and also we've entered the Mushrikeen, Quraysh, and etc. That's still the first one. Al-Qulat al-Murja. Then you have the second one. The Karamiya. They say, as long as a person affirms something, he just utters it. Utterance with the tongue. This person is Mu'min Kamil al-Iman. Then you have the third category. So if you just say, La ilaha illallah, you're Mu'min Kamil al-Iman. You have the second category. No matter what your heart says. Karamiya. And then you have the third one. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this all in Majmu' al-Fatawa. And you got the third one, Murji'atul Fuqaha. People like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, and also Imam al-Tahawi, they fell into this. Na'am, where they took the action out of al-Iman. But they were still a imma, and they're mistaken in what they have said.
The third one.
Yeah, Murji'atul Fuqaha. I'm not speaking negatively about Imam Abu Hanifa, or saying that he's a mubtadi' or a dhal or anything like that. Naam. Or he's misguided. La, Imam Abu Hanifa is an imam. But, like we mentioned, مَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا يُؤْخَدْ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْقَبَرِ. As Imam Malik mentioned, there's not a person's statement except that it's either taken or rejected, except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he pointed at the grave. Naam. So Imam Abu Hanifa, he was mistaken in this. Naam, he was mistaken in this. And likewise, Imam al-Tahawi. Imam al-Tahawi, we study his books. Ahlul Sunnah, they consider his books to be one of the greatest books when it comes to the Aqeedah. And we study it. And inshallah ta'ala, if Allah makes it easy, we'll go through it. It's one of the last books we can study in Aqeedah. Naam. But he was incorrect in that.
What did he say?
Huh? Who?
He said he was incorrect in
the issue of al-Iman. You know how they took out action out of al-Iman?
Yeah.
Imam Abu Hanifa, and likewise Imam al-Tahawi. And now the third category when it comes to... طيب. How did the whole topic come up? Huh? Quick, brother, let's leave the question, inshallah ta'ala, till after the lesson. Otherwise, we're going to sit here for... And we're never going to finish the book, innit? Yeah? Let's leave it till after. I know Abdullah loves asking a lot of questions. And just write it down. Abdullah, just write it down. Now and then we'll discuss it after, inshallah. Okay, طيب, yeah, we was basically on the Ahlul Bid'ah. That's where we came onto it. The three categories of people that are not going to be drinking from the Hawd.
Three.
Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, those that innovated. Those that innovated in the religion. The Murji'ah and Qadari have specifically been mentioned. That's not to say, brothers, there's conditions, there are preventative factors before we say that someone is a mubtadi'. Someone, that's a mubtadi'. Okay? In regards to specifically, can we say that Imam Abu Hanifa now he's a mubtadi'? We can't say that. Due to many different reasons that inshallah ta'ala we're going to come into another time. The fact that someone falls into bid'ah, or he falls into irja', or he falls into a particular matter that is not part of the religion, it doesn't necessitate straight away that you're mubtadi'. If Anas falls into kufr tomorrow, I can't say straight away to kafir. Depending on the issue. Are you there with me? All of this we're going to take. They're very, very delicate, dangerous matters. Pay attention here. We're not like the ghulat. Those people that make takfir of the people. Aqi asuna, aqi this amir, idan hukum bighayr, kafir. Straight away. Huh? Or as soon as someone, you find someone walking with an innovator, I could be advising him. Some people, they will call me Mubtadi', innovator. And in reality, wallahi, some people, they see me to be from the heads of the Mubtadi'ah. Especially Abdurrahman Hassan. You don't know Ustad Abdurrahman Hassan? Huh? He's from the heads. Allahu musta'an.
What do they, head of what?
Sect? Huh? When, just the heads now, isn't it? You know when the list is brought out, yeah? When people are talking, or some of these brothers are talking, na'am, about who to stay away from, obviously there's Sufis, there's everybody, huh? They'll mention to you, Abu Usama, Abdurrahman Hassan, Fulan, and Alan, Abu al-Abbas. Oh, Abu al-Abbas, huwa nal al-hadd al-akbar. Allahumma sal. You don't know Abu al-Abbas, innit? Huh? The brother, the graduate from Medina, who normally translates for the Mashayikh. Navid Ayaz, naam. Who normally, Him, red line. I go to Nottingham every Tuesday. Huh? People are warning against my lessons as if a Khariji came. Or a Ikhwani or a Sufi is now, you know, transmitting his bid'ah and things like that. They won't come to you. They'll never. Wallahi, I say to the people all the time, you see a mistake with me, if I have bid'ah, if I have tahazzub, if I have this with me, please come and tell me, grab me by the ear, Muhammad, you did this and you did that. They'll never ever come up to you. Because you don't sit with Ahl Bid'ah, they might flip you. لا تجالسوا مع أهل الأهواء فإنها ممرضة للقلوب. Don't sit with the people of innovation because they'll sicken your heart. I have doubts, see, I'm going to give you shubahat. نعم, you don't sit with the innovators and etc. Like, if you go to takfir, you know what happens, it's going to give you bad doubts and everything about takfir. You might come out of that sitting making takfir of the wulat al-umur. It's going to give you doubts. Especially if you're not grounded, you don't. نعم. I call out to them, Ikhwan, if I have something, please grab me by the ear, sit me down, tell me what I'm doing wrong. They won't come up to you. But they'll warn against you. They'll warn against you silently, oh, stay away from this guy, don't go to him. There's brothers I used to teach in Nottingham, I taught them a whole book. Then due to whatever reason, they cut the lessons. And I'll tell you why. And I'm really not afraid of mentioning this as well. Na'am, you know Abu Sama? Everyone here knows Abu Usama al-Dhahabi, sah. Some brothers, they perceive Abu Usama al-Dhahabi to be an innovator. Mubtadi', dhal, this, that, etc. Based upon what they think. If someone comes now, is it wajib upon me to say exactly what you're saying? And I don't know why. Can someone speak about anyone? Let's just say Hamza Yusuf. You know Hamza Yusuf. I don't know Hamza Yusuf. Let's just say, for example, he's one of the biggest Sufis in United States of America. I don't know him. If someone doesn't know him, are you allowed to say about Hamza Yusuf that he's like this? You can't say that. Even a kafir, you can't come and say about a kafir that which is not there, and you can't speak about him without knowledge. You have to know what you're criticizing. Forget about the innovator, forget about the Muslim, forget about someone who's upon the Sunnah, etc. And brothers, pay attention here. Na'am. I'd even scrap my lesson to try and maybe advise you with this, because it's so important. Wallahi, it's so important. This tongue that you have, wallahi, control it. Do not speak about another individual, even if everyone is saying that this guy is an innovator, until you know why. You can't call him a yawm al-qiyam, oh wallahi, fulan said innovator, so I'm going to say innovator as well. Nah, wallahi, you can't. What happens on Yawm al-Qiyamah? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Your close relatives, your family members, everybody is going to be running away from you. Like they say, every man for himself. You can't use anyone as a scapegoat. أخي والله, my friend, he did this and he did that, so I said as well. لا, أنت وحدك. Na'am, if there's clear-cut evidences, the guy's like this, na'am, and then you ask about the issue and you speak about it, I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about, you don't know a guy. Someone just come and saying he's an innovator, and he doesn't know himself why as well. And you jump the bandwagon and say the guy's like this, wallahi, this is dhulm. You can't say this. It's khata, mink. You have to know, before you speak about anyone, you need to have tamul ma'rifah. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, and I always repeat this, نعم والكلام في الناس يجب أن يكون بعلم وعدل لا بجهل وظلم كحال أهل البدعة. When you speak about others, you need to have two things. You need to have two things. واجب, he said, يجب أن يكون بعلم وعدل. Firstly, knowledge. And at the same time, you have to be fair. لا بظلم, what was it? بعلم وعدل لا بظلم وجهل. لا بجهل وظلم, sorry. Knowledge and fairness. And you can't speak about him with ظلم, oppression or ignorance. And this is the way of the innovators. This is how they speak. Wallahi, they'll spread about you. They'll say this, أخي Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, he does this. It's just مجرد شتم. Just كلام فارغ. If you got something to say, bring it here. Say that this person, he said this and he said that, and إلى آخره. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he also mentioned, فَلَا يَحِلُّ لِأَحَدٍ يَظْلِمْ أَحَدًا وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. You're not allowed to oppress anyone, even if the guy is a kafir. And then he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And do not let the hate that you have for a certain people prevent you from speaking in a fair manner. One time, a relative came up to me, and he brought with him a sharib khamar. And I'll give an example. Someone that drinks khamar, fasiq, without doubt. He, this close relative, was accusing this guy of something that he didn't do. Na'am, we know sharib khamar. He has this with him. If a person now doesn't commit zina, even though he's got so many evils with him, am I allowed to get zina and just chuck it on him? Say, this guy's a zani as well. Am I allowed to say that? If a guy is performing shirk, can I say also that he curses Aisha radiallahu anha? Alhiqu, just attach anything to him. Am I allowed to do that? No. Tarud bi'ilmin wa kadhalika bi'adlin thumma taskut. You basically say that which is correct. And alaykum, going back to that story when the brother came up to me and he said this, the sharib khamar and this and that, I had no choice except to rule in favor of the sharib khamar. Why? Because you're accusing him now of something that is not there. You're not allowed to do that. And I will go my way to defending him. I'll go my way. Does that mean I'm with him? That I acknowledge what he does? That he's my friend? That I love what he does and etc.? No, it doesn't. Today, anytime you say, and you hear a lot of brothers mention this. Let's just say we have a guy now. Yeah, we have a guy now who's fallen into innovation. طيب, this guy that's criticizing him, he's clarifying the innovation. But then he adds something else. If you say to أخي اتخي الله, do not add this extra thing that you just mentioned. Why are you defending him? Why are you trying to defend him? Why are you... إلى آخره. This is what he said to you. Why are you basically sticking your neck out for this individual? لا يا أخي, even if the person has balaya with him, you can't say about him that which is not there. And you get attached to him. Are you with me, Ikhwan? So please put this into practice in your life. Anytime you hear something, do not jump the bandwagon. Just because people are saying it, you're going to say it as well. What is the hadith that we talk about the qabr? When a man, he will be asked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. He will say what? سَمِعْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُ. I heard the people say something, so I said it as well. فَيُضْرَبُ بِمَطْرِقَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ بَيْنُ أُذْنَيْهِ. He will be hit with a hammer, iron hammer between his eyes. Or between, on his forehead. Are you there with me? Huh? Why did I mention that? How did this whole thing come about? Okay, the three categories that are not going to be drinking from the hold. People of innovation is the first category. They are not going to be drinking from the hold. Okay, لِأَنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكِ, will be said to the Prophet. And he specifically mentioned in the hadith that has been graded sahih. نعم, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Sinfanu min ummati lan yarida alayhi al-hawd." Two groups, they won't drink from the hawd. Specifically, those that were mentioned were the Qadari and the Murja. And I've heard the Mashaykh mention this hadith. The second category, a Amir that is Zalim. An Amir that is Zalim. A oppressive ruler. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Umara'un yakununa ba'di." So, Afwan, he says, "Sayakunu umara'un ba'di. La yaqtaduna bihadi wa la yastanuna bisunnati." There'll be leaders after me who will not take my guidance as a guidance, and they won't take my way as a way. فَمَنْ أَعَانَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ وَصَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبِهِمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَيْسُوا مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَنْ يَرِدُوا عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْضِ وَلَا يَرِدُوا عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْضِ وَلَا يَرِدُوا عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْضِ Sorry. Whoever aids them. This is the second and the third category. I might as well just put it together. Okay? First, the second category is what? The oppressive ruler. The third category is what? Those that aid them upon the oppression in what they do and what they say. Like maybe the army, if the army knows that what the Amir is doing, Na'am, is totally incorrect, it is not permissible for anyone, the creation, Na'am, to obey the ruler. And as we all know, it's asrun min usuli Ahl Sunnah. It is a fundamental, from the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah, that we obey the ruler. Even if he is a zalim fajir, jair. As long as he's a Muslim. Even if he's oppressive. Even if he's oppressive, he steals, he commits major sins, it is not permissible for one to exit and revolt against him or go against him. And all this, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to come on to exactly. But at the same time, if the Amir now tells us, huh, Muhammad, go do zina or go steal from that lady or do this and do that, which is totally oppressive, we are not allowed to obey him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Innama ta'atum bil ma'ruf." We only obey him in that which is from the matters that are known. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, "La ta'at al makhluq fi ma'siyat al khaliq." No obedience to the creation if it means disobedience to the Creator. You are not allowed to obey him in the oppression that he does. But at the same time, you need to be. There's a difference now between not aiding him and at the same time not listening to him or going against him. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, "Sayakunu umara'un ba'di la yaqtaduna bihadi wa la yastanuna bisunnati." There will be leaders after me that won't take my guidance as a guidance and they won't take my sunnah as a way. "Qulubuhum kaqulubi shayateen fi juthman al-ins." Their hearts are like the hearts of a shaitan in the body of an ins. Can anyone get any worse than that? Huh? Can anyone get any worse than that? You can't get worse than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you the worst example of how a leader can be. So, Hudhayfa ibn al-Yamani radiyallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, what do you command us with? What should we do? What should we do?" He said, "Wa in duriba dhahruk wa ukhidha maluk fasma' wa ati'." If he beats your back and takes your money, listen and obey. If he beats your back, takes your money, wa in duriba dhahruk wa ukhidha maluk fasma' wa ati'. Takes your money, listen and obey. So if one wants to say, "Akhi, wallahi, the guy is not ruling by the correct legislation," and we're going to come on to that, inshallah ta'ala, is al-hukmu bighayri ma anzalallah kufrun akbar or kufrun asghar? And is that hukm bighayri ma anzalallah in itself, is it an act of kufr that takes a person out of the religion of Islam? And in summarization, I'll tell you, if now one rules by other than the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, he does not become a kafir that takes him out of the fold of Islam. And I've got maybe 30 statements of the ulama written down on 16 pages, or maybe 40. Then inshallah ta'ala, I'll just read out some of them. Written down, I've got it at home, lying there, next to my sofa. Na'am, right next to me. Na'am, because inshallah ta'ala, I'll be clarifying something very, very soon. of how the ulama, they took the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. There's an ayah that says, whoever rules by other than the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's a kafir. He's a kafir. And we have to understand one thing, that this ayah is general. Anyone, you know, even the father, Ibn Taymiyyah mentions, and I'll read that to you out as well, inshallah ta'ala. Let's just say, Adnan's the father. Naam, Adnan's the father, and Liban and Abdullah, they go up to him. Both of them have handwriting. Both of them have handwriting. They show their father, yeah, father, who's better? Oh, father, who has better handwriting? And Liban has better handwriting. No offense, yeah? Liban has better handwriting, okay? The father knows this, but he says, Abdullah, you got better handwriting. He has done hukm bighayr ma anzalallah. You have now ruled by other than the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Waman, man is from al-fad al-umum, anyone. It is not specific for the ruler. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and many of the scholars mentioned, and in the Arabic language as well, man min al-fad al-umum. Man, ma. We're going to come on to that inshallah ta'ala in other books as well, usul al-fiqh, where we study words. Man, man means who, whoever. Is it specific for the ruler? It's not specific for the ruler. Anyone now that judges by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can apply this ayah to him. So if you do that now, I can say Adnan's a kafir. Am I going to take him out of the fold of Islam? That now goes against many other ayat and etc. And Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions many categories. Anyone that has been given responsibility. Huh? Even your own actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدًا وَكَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءٍ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُ عَلَى هُونَ مِنْ دُسُ فِي طَرَبٍ أَلَا سَأَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Allah was addressing those people that when they actually have a girl, they give birth to a girl, they start becoming angry, their face darkens and everything, and they start becoming upset, and they used to what? Kill them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it hukum, ala sa'a ma yahkumut, what an evil thing they are doing. So even your actions now are a hukum. But all of that we're going to come on to inshallah, that the whole point is, na'am, when the ruler does hukum bi ghayri ma anzala, we're going to go on to the whole tafsir. Because there is sometimes, na'am, where when a ruler, he does a hukum bi ghayri ma anzalallah, where it becomes kufr akbar, there's some categories where he doesn't, na'am. Like for example, if I now rule by other than the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I say that this is from Allah, I do tabdil. Isn't this different from the one that actually rules by other than the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he does this out of desire? Or he does this knowing that the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the correct one. But he does this maybe due to pressure from another country. Or he does this due to dunya purposes and etc. There's a complete difference between believing that it is halal for you to do something when it's haram. Na'am, or doing it out of desire. And all of this we're going to come on to inshallah. Not one from the ulama al-mu'tabirin has ever taken the ayah from the zahir. The ayah that I just mentioned, whoever rules by other than the book of Allah is a kafir, none from the ulama have ever taken it from the zahir, from its apparent meaning. They've never done that. So the oppressive ruler, we have to listen and we have to obey, but at the same time, we do not obey him in the haram that he has commanded us with. And the third category are those that aid him. فَمَنَعَانَهُمْ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ فَمَنَعَانَهُ عَلَى ظُلْمِهِمْ فَمَنْ أَعَانَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ وَصَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَيْسُ مِنِّي وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever aids them in that which they do and believe the things that they say, na'am, these people are not from me and they won't drink from my hold. Look at our Muslim world. What do you think destroyed it? Mudaharat. Huh?
Arab Spring.
Protesting and etc. I remember I was in Yemen. Wallahi. Ask any single Yemeni now. Anyone. Unanimously agreed between them. Do you prefer that Yemen was like before when Abdullah Saleh, the previous president, was in charge? Or are you happy with how Yemen is today? Every single one of them will say to you, Akhi, wallahi, we wish. it was still like that. There was oppression going on, without a doubt. When he was there, there was oppression going on. They say that he's a sharib khamar and he drinks khamar and etc. But Allahu alam. Let's just even say he's the biggest fasiq. For argument's sake, لو سلمنا جدلا. They were saying, oh no, he's oppressive, we need to come out. They were coming out in their thousands. Now it's in the hands of the Rafida. The Rafida are running the country. Many parts of the country, the Shia are running it. Places are being bombed. The Rafida are coming. There's more oppression than before. There's more oppression than before. Do you see what Mudahara does? And now if we want to take our kids to go study somewhere, to a Muslim country because they've been polluted here in this country, we can't do that. Because there's problems everywhere. Wallahi, the mashaykh were saying, they were telling the people, go back in your houses, do not do anything. This is haram. Kitab al-Imara, the Shaykh was teaching us. The Shaykh was teaching us Kitab al-Imara. Huh? All the hadith. Wallahi, you know when you study knowledge, as soon as fitan come, you're able to differentiate straight away what is right, what is wrong. You're able to differentiate without any hesitation whatsoever. The Shaykh was calling, you know what they used to call the Shaykh and the Mashaykh in Saudiya? Scholars of dollars. Or the scholars of the king, or the scholars of the leaders and etc. They were making names to them. What happened a few years later? People are wishing, oh, if only I didn't come out and I listened to them scholars. That's why ilm is so important. Huh? For what?
Just a reminder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's wajib. La shukra ala wajib. It's sad, it's sad. Wallahi, it's sad. It's very, very sad. Very sad, the whole situation. What happened in Yemen and in other places. And everybody suffered.